transformation of the little house. I returned to Denmark, enriched and high from my trip to Mexico. I immediately started work on my new project, the rebuilding of the little house. My new friend Esk was master builder. It was a beautiful time to build the temple with Esk. We usually started with a little joint, which we later realised contributed to making the work an enriching and cleansing spiritual process. Then we took out our drums and sang with resounding voices. While we were working on the house, and until it was finished and the music studio established, we had a wealth of musical ideas. The refurbishing of the therapy room and the house was a huge project and took place on different levels. One level was a refurbishing itself, another was a spiritual cleansing process connected with it. The goal was quite clear. I wanted to build a temple for me and my close friends to use. It would be used for psychotherapy, spiritual development and playing music. When we started to tear down what we had almost just built up, I once more thought about the story of Milarepa, not being attached, just being a witness to the whole process and life. To break down all the old and really empty the room of shit was very cleansing because the whole time I did it, I meditated on the process. The process took half a year. I wanted to build the ideal therapy room in the following called the temple. I will now spend a few words describing it. First, it's important that the temple is undisturbed and in good natural surroundings. These circumstances were there. The garden and the nature around the house were sublime. It's also important that the temple is soundproof, to make it possible to express powerful and noisy emotional discharges and play loud music. The house's isolated location made it ideal on this count. No foreign sounds came in and no sounds from within went out. The temple must have a big collection of mattresses that the inner traveller can express herself or himself on uninhibitedly. Some good music equipment is also important. As a finishing touch, I built a fireplace. Live fire in a fireplace during sessions creates a lovely atmosphere and has a very spiritual and cleansing effect. Some years later, we painted a mandala on the floor with the symbols of the six world religions: Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism and Taoism. My four power animals as symbols of shamanism and a big crystal stone in the middle, the symbol of the cosmic religion, cosmic unity and cosmic consciousness.